Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. And hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening news from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. And today is Thursday, 27th of November, and here in Auroville it's cloudy and 23 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today predicts cloudy throughout the day and plenty of clouds over the night, with temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 29, with heat index on 29 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour will come down a bit over the night on 17 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, visible on 29%. And let us share with you today some information, some invitations, an overview of the calendar for this weekend, which will be quite busy, and that's another sign that the season is almost here. From L'Avenir, d'Auroville / TDC comes the following information. And the information saying, Dear Aurovillians, satellite imagery shows clear signs that the monsoon is now over. The humidity belt coming from the east has now shifted south and is passing below Sri Lanka. We could not achieve the yearly average of 1,299 mm and stand today around 1,150 mm as an average between the various locations that we get. They therefore ask everybody to shift to saving mode right now. And please do not let yourselves be abused by the free electricity supply to pumping by Varuna. They are talking here of water. Now let's go to the schedule for the weekends with culture events and some talks. And we would like to invite you again on tonight, the New Wave Korean Music Group. But it will start before the event at 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion with a dinner with the bibimbap, a representative Korean dish. It will be offered vegan, which many people call a taste of unity. Along the dinner, they will screen a short film about Korean culture, followed by a special performance of the Korean Traveling School, which is currently visiting Auroville. And then at 7:30 p.m. at Shirobind Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see the famous Norea Machi premiere in South India, the New Wave Korean Music Group. On Saturday, 29th, between 10:30 a.m. to 12 at SIRE Conference Room, we can listen to talk and open exploration of decentralization and humanity's future, its impact on spirituality, society and commerce. The growth of the internet and mobile devices has transformed the way societies organize themselves, how commerce is conducted, and shaping humanity much more rapidly than ever before. And that is called the Jumping Jesus Phenomenon. The same day, but later on at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to a musical play forum, Tree Theatre Group from Bangalore, offering a musical play based on Bertolt Brecht's Schweig in the Second World War, directed by Ramoj Ghoshal. An hour later, at 8:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Aro Tejas Hemsal and Ashwini Rangopati will share with the community a divine offering of Indian classical dance, which will be a powerful Bharatanatyam dance by Kirtika Ravi Chandran. On Friday, 28th, at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Kalahoch hosts a short evening of sharing artworks produced by Carl Bird, a visiting guest from Norway, with the title New Routes, New Roots. It's a showcase of work created during Carl's residency in Auroville. Carl Bird originated from UK and Norway, it's predominantly a painter and takes inspiration from his environment. Using a combination of processes and painterly language to create abstract landscapes, he explores the relationship between organic matter and the synthetic material. During his residency, Carl has been based at Future School, where he has been working with students as well as on his own. All friends, students and teachers who have interacted with Carl Bird are invited to this small gathering. And for more information, we can call Tapas on 944-212-1315. On 1st of December at 8 p.m. and also 2 days before, on 29th at 8:45 p.m., which would be a general rehearsal, at Ashram Theatre, the Ashram School, last year's students and others are presenting Sri Aurobindo's poem, A God's Labor, through meditation, music and movements. We are all welcome. On Wednesday, 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Kalahoch presents a talk by Ms. Helene Parlarsson-Poser, visiting guest from Sweden, who is a curator and ex-culture counselor of the Swedish Embassy in Serbia. Her talk will be with the team, with the support of a PowerPoint presentation on different exhibition organized by Mrs. Helene. She interprets idea on the notion of national identity explored in the culture's heritage objects, unique collections, and the influence of the narratives is a hot topic around the world at present. The above talk would follow by question and answer session, an inspiring subject for International Zone Development members and Pavilion project holders. The International Zone Coordination Team invites us on Saturday, 6th of December at 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, and that would be in the International Zone Pavilion Group's general meeting, and with the following agenda. Work in progress, second reports of pavilions not given at the last meeting about their projects and hopes for the future in view of coordinated effort to accelerate the International Zone development and activities, and third, group reflection on what unifies a continent. For example, like one Africa, one Asia, one Europe, one America, one Oceania. The intention is to have a creative, joyful and effective sharing in the research how to move harmoniously forward. From all 53 nationalities in Auroville, they hope to be present with at least one member and talk together around 53 flags in a deep aspiration for unity in diversity to manifest. On Sunday 30th of November from 10:30 to 12:30 noon, at Kalakendra at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, everyone is invited to the 6th session of the Non-Judgmental Art Event, Open Art Chakra. Those who might like present their artworks like paintings and photography, short films, poetry, live music and etc. may still get in touch with them for registration on their Facebook page, but audience can simply drop in without prior registration. And the event is open and free for all. On Friday 5th of December at 6 p.m. annual Deepam celebration will take place. On full moon, they will light more than 1,000 oil lamps which create a celestial atmosphere. Kartikeya Deepam has for centuries been celebrated. It originates from the legend of Lord Shiva, who had transformed himself into a divine flame. On this night in Tiruvallanai, a big fire is lit on top of the holy mountain Arunachala. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs from the surrounding villages. Deepam means light, so they choose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children with special needs. A bus will leave at 5:30 from Solar Kitchen for anybody who needs transport to Deepam, and they are asking us to follow the lights from the orange gate, previously Lascar entrance, to reach Deepam. And they also got another request for us to be on time because there will be a smart program with their children. On 14th of December, Evergreen Horses is hosting a fundraiser to help finishing building the tack room, food store room. If you want to help, you can give things like clothes, toys, kitchen utensils, jewelry and kind of gadgets, but not broken, for the flea market, and they will come and pick them up. You can call Sarah on 94-89-14-5177 or Maya on 97-86-951591, or you can make a donation to Evergreen Horses construction account 251928. On 5th of December, Darshan Day, there will be a bus to Pondi, starting from Matri Mandir at 9 a.m, following the usual route and coming back to Auroville at noon. The following Friday, 5th of December, between 7 to 9 p.m. in Svedam, a butterfly bar, Diane Sisters will introduce Women Temple Group. And they are saying that after 10 of them meeting and practicing weekly for past 2 months, they are ready to open and expand their women temple for few more women who are willing to able and join and commit for next cycle of 8 weeks. It goes also on Wednesday between 7 to 9 p.m. They are going to share a shorter temple evening followed by question and answer, and everybody is welcome to this open evening to experience and sense if this is something you would like to enjoy and be part of. The Women Temple is not a therapy or support group. It's a space where they come to mirror, celebrate and empower each other. A space where they can drop their mask and let the beauty of their authentic face be seen in all its glory and pain, passion and vulnerability. In their Women's Temple, they meet beyond the personal, and this is expanding, meeting the collective feminine as well as the personal feminine is healed and celebrated. All the practice is based upon being present in the body. But at Well Cafe, also World Dance is back every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. And there's saying they will also serve the dinner, and they're asking us to come and dance with them. Otherwise, they open from Monday to Saturday from 8:30 to 5 p.m. Here's the news from us. This week, we have met with Orville Foundation and SARE to move forward of the FM license application. We received positive feedback in both of these meetings, and we wait till mid of December for our proposal to be discussed with the SARE board. We have also assisted by Auroville Council with regard to sorting out the space issue with the core management. It appears that the activity of the last 10 years has not been allocated via an application process, so we are in the process of providing this documentation in order to fulfill this demand. Volunteer Lilan from Belgium has been doing the preparatory work for the structure on a survey on the effectiveness of the media in Auroville, which will be carried on in the coming coming months. We have received positive feedback for our program off the cuff and still await any form of participation or suggestion topics to be shared. We would like to thank again all our well-wishers who joined us in the month-long fundraising effort, which has been an essential boost to our work and projects. We will restart the fundraising effort in December to achieve the remaining amount of 125,000 rupees or 1,700 euros. And let us conclude with a cinema. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Sacred Rivers, The Ganges, which was made in 2014 by BBC. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso where the French Pavilion presents Legends de l'Altera, a French documentary by Philippe Borel, and it was made in France in 2014. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. we can see action drama science fiction Dawn of the Planet Apes, made in 2014 by director Matt Reeves. And tomorrow we can see science fiction Ender's Game, made in 2013 by director Gavin Hood. Within Long Movies series at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama music romance The Piano, which was made in New Zealand in 1993 by director Jane Champion. On Saturday at 8 p.m. international drama Boyhood Growing Up, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director Richard Linklater. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there was screen animation comedy Family, Hotel Transylvania, made in USA in 2012 by director Gendy Tartakovsky. And later on at 8 p.m. at Fritz Lang Film Festival at Cine Club we can see Romance, Adventure, Cloak and Dagger, which was made in USA in 1946. And from the words of the Mother, Volume 12, we read, Lord, we pray to Thee, may we understand better why we are here. May we do better what we have to do here. May we be what we ought to become here, so that Thy will may be fulfilled harmoniously. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.